Episode 2792, Do What's Right.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week treating you? Or maybe I should ask, how are you treating your week? Sometimes we can get all discombobbled with the stuff of life. So today, take a deep breath and do what's right. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. You know, what is not started today is never finished tomorrow. And then a year from now, you will have wished you started today. So why wait? This is your life to do what's right. Are you tired of taking a back seat in your life? Maybe the ride has been a little jolty with a few potholes to shake things up. Oh, where we live, there are so many potholes, most of it's because of the heat. But in life, we have an excessive amount of heat. You know, my heart goes out to those that are living on the West Coast, and they're experiencing, you know, record numbers of heat right now. The temperature is way too hot. And sometimes I look at our life and I say, you know what? We experience that. We're caught in the fire and we don't know what to do. But just because life hasn't gone the way you had hoped doesn't mean all hope is lost. In fact, because you have breath, you have a choice to make. Do what's right. There is hope, I promise you. You know, I can remember back in the day when I was trying to figure out what to name my business. I asked everybody that really mattered to me, my friends and family, specifically though, my children. And I asked them what they thought, and I really wanted to do something that was action-oriented. I didn't know exactly what it was going to look like. I knew it was supposed to encompass all the things in life, even if I didn't speak directly about the topic. It was still all of the real life stuff. You know, I find that we try to compartmentalize things that go right and wrong in order to handle emotions and decisions. Unfortunately, though, it leaves our hearts begging for something more. Do what's right. I'm enjoying the U.S. Open right now. And the match late yesterday evening was Alcaraz and Sinner. Two incredible up-and-coming players. In fact, there's one, Alcaraz, who, depending upon how the game ended, as of right now, this recording, I don't know that answer. But he's in the hunt for the number one position. Who doesn't want to be number one? But in order to be number one in life, you have to do what's right. You have to understand where you are, where you fall, and how you need to get back up and start over again. The struggle you're experiencing today is developing the strength you'll need for tomorrow. I can remember shots taken by Sinner and Alcaraz. Alcaraz did a couple shots to the point where he was doing the splits, landed on his bum, yet still was able to get up and win the point. Now, you don't have to understand tennis or love it to know how important a point is, period, right? It's keeping score. And at the end of the game, you want to have the highest score to win. Then at the same time, there was Sinner on the other side, and he wouldn't give up. The second set, it was a tiebreak. And it went back and forth, back and forth. Alcaraz made incredible feats of plays. The ball dropped in when you thought for sure it was going out, but Sinner held to his guns. He knew his strengths, and he won the set. First set went to Alcaraz, second set went to Sinner. You know, sometimes we look at our lives in sets, and we think, gosh, you know, how can I lock in what really matters? I want you to lock into what God has in store for you today. I want you to create your now. You wonder why I named the business the way I did? Because I believe that every day you have the opportunity to be present, to create your now. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but you have to be willing to take those steps to get to those miles of greatness. And guess what? Sometimes there's going to be steps that you're like, there's no way I'm getting to those miles of greatness. But guess what? It's all in the journey. So be in step with Him, with God. So you know that your actions are for the greater good, your greatness. When you fall, like Alcaraz did many times, just get back up quicker than the fall itself. If you are having to make a point right after you fell on your bum, don't you think you're going to get up faster? Yes, you are. But for some reason, we're just kind of too relaxed. In life, we don't show enough passion in the right way. I believe we can be on the wrong side of emotions than on the right side of emotions, so do what's right. Where are you in your life right now? Are you sitting on the sidelines? Are you the coach? Are you the spectator? Have you won a few games and you're like, well, I don't know if I really want to continue playing this right now? Maybe you haven't even started. You're looking for something new. Do what's right. Create your now. You've got today. This is your life. No one else is going to dictate to you unless if you let them. Now, I'm not saying that if you're in a relationship, in a marriage, for example, my husband does have a say in what I do, but it's not like he overrules me. We have discussions. I want him to know my dreams as much as I want to know his dreams. I want his support. And I know he has my support, and he knows it too. It works both ways. So yes, it's not a whole, oh, it's all about me effect. That's not what life is, but we do have to look at life and say, you know what? What am I supposed to be going after? What is it in your life that you're supposed to be going after? You were created on purpose for a purpose. Are you living it? Are you sinking your teeth into that passion, to the beats that drive your heart? I'm not sure really why we tend to step away from what we know is ours to achieve. And that achievement doesn't mean necessarily success. It may just mean that this is the next step. But sometimes we get too lazy. It's hard to put words into it sometimes because it's like, well, we're so connected, but yet we're so disconnected. Technology is a wonderful thing, but it's also a horrible thing. There's a plus and a minus, right? A pro and a con. What side of that coin are you living on? Are you trying to do what's right in your life? Are you trying to go for your goals, to dream your dreams, to dig deeper than you've ever dug before? I know it doesn't seem that we can always reach the top of the mountain. But right now, you don't need to worry about the top of the mountain. You just need to take your next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what's holding you back? What's getting in your way? Stop sitting on the sidelines. Couches are not all that great, I got to tell you. And eventually the chairs get a little bit hard. You want to get in the game. You want to show yourself that you can do what you were created to do. And you may not have all the answers now. You don't have to figure it all out. You just need to take the next step. Do what's right. See what needs to be done. Figure out a plan and prepare accordingly. Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, my friend. Be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.